Joining us now is Samir Shakir Al-Sumaidi, who is Iraq's ambassador to the United States. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
Just over 6 months ago, when President Bush announced the surge in Iraq, you were on our broadcast by telephone. And you may recall I asked you then what would be different in 6 months. And apart from the legalistic benchmarks that eventually became adopted into legislation, here's what you said.
Well, how about two or three benchmarks? Number of schools which are open and students attending normally, number of shops and businesses which are open and people shopping at them, and number of vehicles which are moving about early evening or late evening.
So if we see normal life, in effect, on
exactly,
the streets of Baghdad in 6 months?
Exactly, normal life returning to Baghdad, which I'm hopeful it will, then we will know that we are beginning to succeed.
Well, it's 6 months later. Would you describe Baghdad today as normal?
No, I cannot describe it as normal, but I think it's also true to say that many areas of Baghdad are much better now than they were 6 months ago. There are areas in Baghdad that have returned to normality or something approximating normality. It's a gradual process.
Ambassador Ryan Crocker, in testifying at long distance from Baghdad before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said today the one word that sums up the atmosphere in Iraq today, in the neighborhoods, in the nation, is fear, he said.
Alas, that is true. We are subjected to a ruthless onslaught by terrorism that is unprecedented. Imagine 1,000 suicide bombers over this span of 2 or 3 years attacking the United States, this great stable democracy. What will the effect be? Iraq is a small country. The attack is relentless. It is natural, therefore, that there is fear.
I want to get your sense of what you think the role of U.S. troops is today in Iraq and how it relates to violence in Iraq. One view is that U.S. forces are able to some degree, reduce the level of violence in the country and be a catalyst for political developments that Iraqis must undertake. Another view is that we, by being there, are stimulating extremist terrorist groups, attracting people and prolonging the conflict, or that we're giving Iraqis too much time, that the sense of urgency is not there because the U.S. is there. What's your view? How significant is the presence of U.S. voices?
Well, I don't buy the idea that the American troops are causing violence. I think there is almost unanimity amongst all Iraqi leaders that we absolutely need the help of American troops, who, by the way, created the situation in the first place by intervening, to remain with us until we build up our new security forces. They are very important in standing up with our security forces who are fighting and giving casualties every day. I think it's also important to make the point here that we have expectations from the United States to supply weapons to our security forces, equipment. There's been a great deal of delay. To have delays in supplying our armed forces, I find very hard to understand.
I'd like you to return to one thing you said. You said American forces, which after all brought about this situation. In Iraqi eyes, however dire the crisis in Baghdad or the country might be, it began after the U.S. invasion, you're saying.
Well, let us make absolutely clear that it was not fun to be in Iraq during Saddam's time. However, the decision was made to intervene. We are grateful for the intervention of the Americans to remove Saddam Hussein, and we are grateful for every sacrifice that has been made by this country. And we hope that once things are resolved, you will have a loyal and long-term ally in the Middle East in the form of Iraq.
What do you say to an American who's listening and following the news who says, we went over there on some very bad intelligence. It hasn't worked out the way our leaders said it would. The time pressures on our military and the time pressures on your political leaders do not square. We're going to run out of strength before you've got enough of a reconciliation going. And it might be best for Iraqis as well, for Americans, just to get out of there.
This is superficial thinking. Let's be fair. Historians will argue about whether it was justified or not justified to go into Iraq. However, we are now dealing with a situation which was created to a large extent by this intervention. Now, to have created a mess and to turn around and walk away from it, apart from the fact that it is immoral in my view. It is not without a price. The price will be a destabilized Middle East, rampant international terrorism, which is bound to visit you here at home sooner or later. So some clear thinking has to be made about the price of these decisions.
You're saying both self-defeating and immoral.
I believe short-sighted, self-defeating, and immoral. In fact, I don't see much appetite for it, talking to people here in Congress on both sides.
But when you talk to their constituents out in the country, you'll hear it.
Because their constituents see the immediate thing. This is the role of leadership. The role of leadership is to examine choices and to weigh the pros and cons of each choice. And I think any responsible leader will see it very clearly that Iraq is a situation that's got to be stabilized and the United States must not walk away from it.
Well, Ambassador Sumedai, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Samir Sumedai is Iraq's ambassador to the United States.